This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine crisis, Prigozhin, and Russia. The headlines from London changing daily. Prigozhin forced to launch mutiny early after Russian security services found out. Or, price of hosting Wagner is instability for Lukashenko's Belarus. Or, Russia targeted foreigners in missile strike on Kramatorsk pizza restaurant. I could go on because the headlines are pouring in about accusations. Chiefly, the one that dominates the news in America is that Serovikin, a.k.a. General Armageddon, knew beforehand about Prigozhin's ambition for what was a mutiny, could have been a coup. I welcome George Friedman. He is the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures to comment on these tumbling events of these last days. George, what are you watching for now that Russia has turned to complete opacity and Ukraine is still in conflict? Good evening to you.
Well, everybody's looking at who did what to whom. Okay, this was the gang that couldn't shoot straight, from Wagner Group into military. They just couldn't do this. But the most important fact is the Ukrainian army, no longer facing the Wagner Group in combat, has not launched an offensive. So normally one would expect with chaos in Moscow, its major adversary, dispensed, sent to bed in the country, I mean, that this does not trigger an attack. There's fighting going on, there's probing going on, but there is not an attempt to bring that war to a halt. This is their great chance. So the question then is, why not? They've been fighting this for a year and a half. My view is, my only explanation is that there is an opportunity for a peace talk. The United States has been wanting peace talks with Russia for a while. The Russians have been hinted they wanted, moved back and so on. Right now, Putin internally is looking like an idiot. To continue the war by an idiot is not a good move. He wants a settlement now. The Americans have a presidential election coming. They'd really like to wrap this up. And I think the reason that Ukraine has not launched an offensive is there are feelers out at the possibility of some serious discussions.
In 1944, the German army broke once the Allies overwhelmed them in Normandy and began its retreat to the Rhine, to the Siegfried Line of the Rhine. It was called panic. And at that point, General Montgomery took to Eisenhower the plan that we know as Market Garden. They're running, they're discouraged, their morale is low, they're disorganized, let's go for it. Market Garden was only two-thirds or three-fourths or five-sixths successful. It was that moment, however, that the Allies showed they had capability that the Germans could never match. I believe that's the model you're proposing right now. Ukraine is said to have many brigades that have not been entered into the combat in Donetsk or Zaporizhia province. Your argument, case, that there's negotiation going on, that means, of course, that the battlefield is still critical, George. All the territory that Ukraine can gain would be part of the negotiations at the table, correct?
Perhaps. But what we're seeing here is that the Ukrainians are not doing what they should do, which tells me that the Americans have clamped down. They want a peace settlement. If they push further in to Russia, Putin can't do it, or his successor can't do it. If they stay where they are, they may get the status quo ante, which is all the Americans wanted. So the real player in this, in my mind, is the United States. Who did what to whom doesn't really matter. The only significant thing is that the major military force of the Russians, the Wagner Group, is gone. The threat, in many ways, is gone from Ukraine. And from the American point of view is, okay, let's wrap this up. And from Putin's point of view, I'll declare victory and go home.
Putin, let's focus on the president. His conduct these last days is needs interpretation. The first announcement on Saturday was angry. He mentioned 1917, which was the collapse of the army between Kornilov and Kerensky, and then Lenin picked up power. He didn't mention 91, where he profited from, would have profited if the KGB had been successful. He did reference in his second address the loyalty of Russia and how we all have to come together. What is his strength now, George? Because they're going to go to the table with the strength of the the president. What is Putin's strength now from the point of view of NATO and the point of view of his own people?
Well, in point of view of his people, he has his staff. If he goes down, they go down. Therefore, there's a functioning Russian government. Secondly, he was incoherent on the speech because he was stunned. He didn't expect this to happen. The difference between, however, defeat in a coup and victory is you're still there. The coup failed. Yeah. It doesn't go on for a long time. So where I would look at this as, say, with the Russian people, and we've talked to people that's been on your show as well, there's a calmness. There is not some sort of hysteria. As for NATO, NATO wants this war over with. There are more people who want to end this war than fight it.
Sanctions are damaging the Russian economy, we're told, for years. This isn't going to be an easy fix. Does Putin bargain for sanctions? Is that what he's at the table to gain?
He's at the table for a lot of things. He knows that if this war continues, Biden has a very weak hand, potentially, in the presidency. NATO really doesn't want this to go on. So it's not that he doesn't have something of a strong hand. He can negotiate for certain things. And on the whole, the United States, the key player here, is inclined to give it to them. So the idea that he is now a paralyzed dictator, is certainly a dictator, but I'm not sure he's paralyzed. He did take a sharp blow, but I'm impressed by the way he came back.
Lukashenko, what to make of a man who is not vivid when he speaks in Russian or in Belarusian and is now said to be claiming credit for having saved the world, I guess, or at least the lives of his own people? What to make of him now?
There was an election a few years ago that Lukashenko seemed to lose. And it turned out that he won it, and there was intervention, it seems, by Putin. So he owes a great deal to Putin. He's also, I normally don't deal in personalities, but he's not very bright.
Yeah.
The idea that he wants to have a group of thugs from Wagner wandering around his country is bizarre. Now, there are many theories, weird theories of conspiracies and so on. But what was going on here is everybody trying to improvise. So as for him, don't expect much from him.
Prigozhin's in Belarus, we're told. Lukashenko is looking for conversation with Prigozhin, we're told. Putin's in Moscow, we're told. None of this is confirmed. It's all speculation. Everything will change in 24 hours. George Friedman, the chairman and founder of Geopolitical Futures, looking to conversation, negotiation on the Ukraine conflict. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
This podcast is sponsored by iQBAR. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.